Good morning, everyone. Shad. Yes, so after we're holding the Likutei Eitzes, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael.
My favorite place.
So, it's Menachem's favorite place. It says, Gimel, Misha Reisel is Ishus Re'eli Be'emes. You want to be a real Jew? A true Jew? What does it mean to be a true Jew? What does it mean? The height of this is to go from level to level. We want to keep on climbing. That's this. If you want to be a real Jew, with the Heiner, that means to keep on climbing. You do today, because no. You want to keep on climbing?
You can edit it out, man.
You want to keep on climbing? It's impossible. Only through Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The only way to get to the next level of Eretz Hashem is through Eretz Yisrael. Which means every person lives here, it's good because we keep them on climbing. So,
well,
if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, so then it's good to live here because then we can keep on climbing levels in Avodas Hashem. But if you live out of Eretz Yisrael, you got to come here to upgrade your, to give you an upgrade. So you could climb, but the way to climb.
Always climbing. What's the matter?
I think it's a different staircase.
It says, EF, sure, first of all, let's say be in Eretz Yisrael. Say the best way to get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is to be here, but there are many ways to draw Kedushas Eretz Yisrael through connected tzaddikim, stuck into Eretz Yisrael. But it's saying, only way to climb is through Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the main way is to be here. But it says through Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, doesn't he have to be here?
Right, it says,
be
learning,
and
learning is considered.
Also, the aspect of Eretz Yisrael, right. But these can happen if you're in Eretz Yisrael. So it's better to be in Eretz Yisrael than to be Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. I mean, all those things are aspects of Eretz Yisrael. To give money are aspects of Eretz Yisrael. So they could definitely grow somewhat, but the real growing is here.
If you're hungry, you want an aspect of food.
Food. Aspect of food. I'll give you like IV. I'll give you aspect of food.
Aspect
of food. Of course, it's better to be in Eretz Yisrael, but the only way to do it is through Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Every aliyah, every time step, and every upgrade you need to make in Kedusha is only rock like the Eretz Yisrael. It's only through Eretz Yisrael. So it's good we're here. We could keep on climbing. Out of Eretz Yisrael is very hard to climb. You see that? That's the reality. Out of Eretz Yisrael is very hard to climb in Kedusha. But in Eretz Yisrael, then at least we have a chance to try to climb in Kedusha.
Why is that? Is it so hard?
Because it's not the Kedusha, you're in the wrong atmosphere, you're not in the right zone. In a certain extent, Eretz Yisrael, Hashem made this the land for the Jews, Hashem made all the Kedusha here, Hashem made this land Kedusha. If we want Kedusha, to go to the right zone. It's hard to go to the other zone of not Kedusha and try to get Kedusha.
Azam and Gezerah and all of Kislara says, come and make.
Fine.
Isn't there a Gemara that says that?
I'm saying, made it as if you wherever you go.
Azam and Gezerah, the wall of the Torah is coming back.
Right there.
Where's that?
Isn't there a Gemara that says that anyone living outside of Eretz Israel is equivalent to idol worshipping?
Yeah, unless you have a good reason to be there. Unless you have a reason. Gemara says all that. The Gemara says
it's
exceptions. Yeah, unless the Gemara brings exceptions. One of the exceptions is Parnassah. The Gemara brings exceptions. He said, if you're going there just to be there, just because you like America, because you think it's nice, it's a problem. But if you have other reasons to be there, there's a theorem. Not everybody in America is a truth.
If your father is there, you have no choice. He has to be there. Okay, there are other people like your father. You agree? I'm glad you agree.
But even those
thank
people,
you.
They came here. What did they achieve here?
No, it's good. It's good to go, right?
It's warm.
No, okay. You're okay.
Maybe that's why you're not
when you're doing your best. You go back there and only for certain so much because you come back and see the difference twice a year.
I have to go there.
You're not allowed to make yourself comfortable.
You have to go down to say goodbye.
Full of depression, very bad.
So when you come back, you have to go
there.
You don't have twice a year.
Sometimes.
Yeah, rather. Oh, so you have to travel.
Yes. You make mitzvot.
Yes.
You're
sometimes you have to travel. Sometimes you don't have a choice. If you have a choice, for sure, the best place is to be Eretz Yisrael. If Hashem's giving you a choice, then take it. Lachin also. All the aliyahs of tefillah go up from Eretz Yisrael. Where do your tefillahs go up from? They don't just go up wherever you are. The path, right? They come through Eretz Yisrael, through the Makam HaMikdash, Kadesh Kedashim. It's a whole path they have to go up. They don't just go up America straight up. There's no those direct flights from America. Right here we daven, our tefillahs go, the malachim take them till the place of the Beis HaMikdash, so place of Kadesh Kedashim, and then they go up from there. So what does that mean? That means someone who's davening out of Eretz Yisrael, there's much more time for the tefillah to be intercepted by the outside forces. That's what it means. Therefore, it's much better to be here because hopefully they won't be intercepted, but there's much less interception. So we're almost there. We're like, especially we're here. We're like, we're right here. Local, like, local. We're local, yes. Yeah. So, but if you're coming only for America, it's like, you know, Iron Dome.
The prayers just like, on the light rail. Right. Like, take the bus home.
So basically,
roaming charges.
Roaming charges. I might get this. Get the bill afterwards.
No kippah. No kippah.
No kippah over there. No kippah. The kippah is covering. Yeah, so also all the aliyahs of tefillah are only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, God, Baruch Hashem. We're going to learn all about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Hashem. A lot of ways to be zechut Eretz Yisrael. However, we should just know that there's such a thing of being in Eretz Yisrael and not having Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Uh-huh. There is something of being in Chutz La'aretz and having Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There's such a thing. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, and a person not doing mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, doing avodah, they in Eretz Yisrael, but they're chasing after Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So on, who is in Chutz La'aretz, and they're being mamshel, there's different ways of clapping, they're davening, being mamshel to Eretz Yisrael, connect the tzaddikim with the aspect of Eretz Yisrael, get tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, there are many ways to connect to Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not, we're not saying you shouldn't be here. If you could be here, of course be here. But it's not saying that anybody in Eretz Yisrael is finished. They're also good. But of course, the best thing is to be in Eretz Yisrael. Fine, Baruch Hashem. That's Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Now we learn Parak Zayin in the Shara Torah from Shmuel Salaf and Chavetz Chaim. So the following. Unfortunately, there are people, many people who lack and are lax in learning Torah. And they don't think about the great punishment that's going to come for Bittul Torah in the future. Like the Medrash says, Amar Bishma, come see how harsh the day of judgment is going to be in the future. In the future, Hashem is going to judge the entire world. So we have to really do what we can, like what Nachman says. We have to do whatever we could do in order to, we have to do whatever we could do. Of course, Hashem doesn't come hard on anybody. If we do what we can, then Hashem is not going to punish us.
What did he
say? What
did he say about the judgments?
Who said that? I'm going to say in a second. I'm just giving an introduction that Ramachul also quotes this thing in Sikh Saran where he says how much you shall learn every day. He's like, finish like the whole Torah every year, like Rechai Kanyansky, basically. But Chazal says, Hashem doesn't come hard on people. If you do what you can, then you're not going to be punished. The problem is, if you didn't do what you can, if we don't do what we can, then this is what this is referring to. Someone's going to come, they're going to learn no Chumash, they're not going to know any Mishnayos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn away from them. Have a nice day. And the people from Gehenna, the guys from Gehenna, are going to come out and take him away. Then, they're going to throw him into Gehenna. Let's say a person has, they know two Sedarim of Mishnayos, they only know Maida and Ezekiel Bahar, they don't get tested on that. At least two Sedarim, two sixths of Mishnayos, they know they get tested, they pass their test. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my son, what about all the halachas? It's very nice, you know some Mishnayos, what about Gemara to learn the halachas? You gotta learn no to do the mice, you don't pass it from Mishnayos. But as a guy, even he knows halacha. So I said, my son, what about Teres Kehanan? What about Medrash? And let's say a guy who has Teres Kehanan, so I said, my son, what about Chavishu Chumashay Torah? Let's say a person has Kriyish Ma'at Tefillin and Mezuzah. So it goes on and on, different people. That even if you know Agada Gemara story, Gemara, something that's very to say, why didn't you learn more and more? And then even if a person knows all the pshat, they would say, what, you know Kabbalah? You had time to waste your time because you know Kabbalah already? It's all people wasting time. What, you already know everything? You have so much time to waste, you already know Kabbalah? And he's going to say, he's going to be a test. Where is my Kisei HaKavod standing? Where do I sit exactly? You know, where does my chair sit? Where's Chashmal? Where are they, the Chashmal guys? Where do they stand? You know anything about them? And if a person doesn't know, then also Hashem is going to say, have a nice time. Turn away from him and send the guys from Gehenna to come take him away on the big, scary judgment day. Just look at the Medrash over there on Mishlei. But this is someone who they roughly your day with their means. They decide they could learn. I'm not learning. They're lazy. It's too much for me. It's too hard for me. But if a person does what they can, then Hashem doesn't come against us. Shukayah. Have to help us on Keter.
So if we don't learn that midrash, are we saved from those, like,
It's from Medrash and Mishnah. He's bringing a Medrash. Chavetz Chaim, Shmiras Halasha, Parak Zayin.
The word
I read was, he was quoting the Medrash from Mishnah. Chavetz Chaim. Parak Zayin, Shahar Torah, Parak Zayin. Fine. Well.
Just remember
Kagan Kobe. Just remember Kagan from Radha. Fine, Baruch Hashem. So now, in the Gemara, we're going to try with Hashem's help to learn that Ches Amar Aleph today. Try to do Amar today. The gracious kindness of Hashem. So we're going to review a little bit of the Gemara we learned from Anut to New Gemara from Rizreika on the bottom of Zion and Lebez. We'll try to, with Hashem's help, to go through, see the lights of this Amar. Everybody, here we go. Amar Rizreika, Amar Yehuda. Who sheyesh lo deker nas v'vaytia. This that the Mishnah said that you're allowed according to Beis Hillel. If you already shechted, you could dig. Right, punch up shot. The Gemara is going to Beis Hillel. This is one you already have the shovel stuck in the ground. You need the shovel to be stuck in the ground. Therefore, you're not really digging. We don't let you dig on Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov. Even to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, we're not going to let you dig and go against the Torah. But the Gemara asks, Vaha Ka'avet Kedisha. But you're doing, you're crumbling, and you're, which is a Tolda of Teichin, you're grinding up the dirt that's in the shovel, right? So you're still doing the Deraisa. How do we let you do for Kisei Adam? You're desecrating Yom Tov. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, the name of Rav, we're going now to Ches Amor Aleph. But Avrati Chuach. We're dealing with soft dirt. So therefore, you're not crumbling, you're not grinding anything. But you're making a guma. You're making a hole, which is also a... It's derivative of charish, you're digging, or maybe binder, or building. So Gemara says it's not a problem. Even if you have soft dirt, and already the shovel stuck in the ground. You're not digging and you're not crumbling, but still you're doing building or plowing because you're making a hole in the ground. Mara says, "Kedirib Abba." We hold like the shita of Rabbi Abba. Masach the Shabbos, the Amar of Abba. Rabbi Abba taught us, "Hachoyfer guma b'Shabbos." If one dug a hole on Shabbos, the ainat tzarich el la afra, and you don't need only the dirt. Meaning, you don't want the hole. You don't necessarily need a hole. You're not looking to make a hole. Just when you dig, it makes a hole. Then you have pater ala, then you're pater on it. Sweet. You don't want a hole. You made a hole, but I don't want a hole. Right? I want the dirt. Then you are pater, and therefore we're saying it's a last. So Gemara had a question. Ah, you're making a hole. How can you desecrate Yamta for your Kisei Adam? The answer is, it's not a problem, because you don't want the hole. You want the dirt, you don't want the hole itself. Right? You see, you don't want the hole. It's not a problem. Now, why is it not a problem?
It's not considered
bona. Why not? Why is it not considered bona?
Because bona is something you want.
Oh, bona is something you want. Oh, so you're telling me bona is something you want. Over here, you don't want it. So, if anything, it's considered destruction. I don't want the whole. So I'm doing something negative. It's called makalkel, right? And we know the rule is, on Shabbos, whenever you do makalkel, you're potter. However, what's Allah by Makalkal? Let's say you just rip a garment without the intention to resell it. What's that? Is it the Raisa? No. If you just rip something and you don't intend, no, I meant to say no for me.
Huh.
Yeah. If you rip something, a garment in the shower, you're not allowed to rip a garment, right? Right? You're not allowed to rip a garment. But you ripped it without intending to resell it, it's not a problem. It's not the Raisa, it's not a problem. Because you didn't fix anything. You only ruined something. You can't be chayiv on Shabbos for ruining something. However, the Rabbanan say you're chayiv. You're chayiv on a Rabbanan level, right? On a Rabbanan level, you're chayiv. Even if you just did it in the right level, you wouldn't. It's not a problem. The Rabbanan say you're chayiv. Good? So what are Gemara saying here? Since you only did kilkel, therefore you put. But Why are you nechayiv even on the Rabbanan level? Yeah, the Rabbanan always, even whatever you do with Kalkal, the Rabbanan say you're chayiv. Even when you destroy, if you did a malacha, you just did it in a way that you only destroyed.
You might come to do it. You might come to repair it.
You might come to it. Or.
How are we only doing a say from this, the Rabbanan? That's the question.
Right, so how are we letting you go against the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan don't let you do this. And in order to do your mitzvah, kisti yada, how are we letting you let it dig this hole, which should be usher for the Rabbanan? Right?
Because it's leading to a derisive mitzvah.
Fine, but still, why should
you
can
be there on the
Rabbanan, so we need to
covering the blood.
Oh, so we don't let you do a Aver de Raisa. We don't let you do a Aver de Rabbanan. Haran saying something, maybe I'll let you do a Aver de Rabbanan in order to get a mitzvah de Raisa. You don't do that, but you can't do that. We don't let you do a Aver de Rabbanan to get to a mitzvah de Raisa. The Rabbanan want to back down, okay, but we don't let you do a Aver de Rabbanan just because you want to get on the way to the Raisa. We don't let you do that. So let's see Rashi. Fatarale. So the farthest time of a parakama de chagig, like we explained in the first parak of Mustafa's chagig. The kiva de in a tzarech. Since you don't need ela la'afra, meaning all you need is the dirt. But loy lukuma, you don't want the hole. Therefore, in a bain, it's not considered a building. Right, which Rashi saying, let's say it would be in your house. If this, you dig this in your house, it's not considered a building. But lo chorish, and even if it's outside in the field, it's not considered plowing. Right? That's Rashi. Why is Rashi not bona or chorish? What's he saying? Like, he's saying, yeah. That's why he's saying bona. It's not bona. Why is it not bona? If it's in your house, it's not bona. For lo chorish, also it's not considered chorish. El makalkal, it's considered. What are you doing? You're doing makalkal. V'chol makalkal turim, and whenever it's makalkal, whenever you just you're potter. Now the Shidu Wetzes has a curious in Rashi. Rashi explained another thing. It's also malacha she'in etzricha l'gufa. That you don't need the malacha for yourself. You're not gaining from the whole. So since it's makalka, plus it's a malacha that you don't need the whole for, right? You're not benefiting from it. Therefore, it's not even a problem with the Rabbana. And he had that curious in Rashi. We don't have that in our Rashi. That was his text. The Rashi has two things. All the Gemara said was, since you only want the dirt, you're potter. Which means the Gemara is telling you don't want the hole. Since you don't want the hole, you're potter. Right? So he explains, so why are you totally off the hook over here? Because there's two things. First of all, it's mechanical, you're damaging. You're making a hole, which you don't want. And second of all, you don't need the hole. You don't gain anything from the hole. Right? So when you have, it's mechanical. And plus, you don't gain anything from it. Then, even the Rabbanan are going to tell you it's mutter. It's potter and mutter. It's 100% mutter, even on the Rabbanan level.
Are you sure it's not in this case? Because of the Simchas Yom
Tov? And the Simchas Yom Tov. Sorry, you're right. I made a mistake. You're right, I just saw that yesterday. Right? It's first of all, you do Mekalkal. You're making a hole which you don't want. And you don't want the hole, and you don't need the hole. And so in a case where the Simchas Yom Tov, then the Rabbanan are going to be lenient, they're going to say, then you could do it.
Tosfos says the Simchas Yom Tov, then we
have Simchas Yom Tov and Mechalkal. Rashi said that it's just
Potter
and
Mutter because it's
place you don't need the.
Right,
but in other cases where it's where you have,
it's a
Mechalkal. But for every other like Malacha for Shabbos that's Asur the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. Even if it's not just strictly gufoy, you're still over the bottom. Like if
and it's mekalkal, you have a case of mekalkal, and it is double. You have a case where it's double, and still you chayav the rabbanon.
It's only as it must only be because it's simchas also has the din of simchas yom tov.
It's not Rashi.
Rashi said no. Rashi didn't say it. Could be that was a pshat.
Rashi
just said it's both. But could be that was a pshat. Could be that it's both. And obviously, maybe it's, could be it's obvious. And obviously, in a case of simchas yom tov, then what we make. I mean. Where do you have a case like that? It's mekalkal and what's it called? That mekalkal and intricate gufo, you still chai throw one.
I was thinking just
let's say it's like in
binyan, but you have like a frosted window and you go like that, and you make like two letters and you don't really care anything what you're doing. You're still chai throw one. You have no you get no benefit from it. You have no will even to do it. You're just doing it. You're still chai throw one. This is different because
there's no makalik over there. You didn't ruin anything. There's no makalik. You always say, I don't know if you need. I don't know if you need to come out to Simchas Yom Tovim. Could be. I'm not sure.
I think you
look. Okay, well, maybe we'll work it out after. But anyway, the way the shiur was, he doesn't add as far as he's right. He didn't say anything about Simchas Yom. Taisus says Simchas Yom. He himself didn't add it. It could be. Maybe it's obvious, but he didn't say it. He said since it's makalikal and in Israel Lagufa, that's why it's Pater Umakim.
Also, if you break a kli, it's the same. I thought you look it up.
That's
for sure the same thing, no?
What?
If you break a kli on purpose. It's going to be chayv d'rabbanan, but you don't need. There's no. You don't benefit from the kli. One, and it's not bonate, so it's makalkal. It's not steer. It's makalkal. You're still over d'rabbanan in that case. That's the same exact case.
It's shrich l'gufa. I want to see that.
No, you don't care. You broke the kli. It's not shrich l'gufa.
I'm not sure. It could be you need this first one. I'm not sure. We'll have to look at it. Do it after. It could be also need something. I'm not sure. Fine. Right. It could be you need some l'shelter. But anyway, Taisus. Either way, you could say like Taisus. According to you, could just say if you like, just say Taisus. Chat simple. The reason why it's mutter is because for Simchas Yom Tov the Rabbanan are lenient. Even though usually the kalkal is asur with the Rabbanan, so I say that also. Or Malacha Shenis Tzricha Legufa itself is asur with the Rabbanan. Here the Simchas Yom Tov, so therefore the Rabbanan will be lenient in this case. We'll let you do. We'll back down, right? Because we want you to be able to shachter your animal for Yom Tov, therefore we'll be lenient.
Could be all simple, because right now we're adding Simchas Yom Tov to all of our cases. Even our last case on this whole daf chet, the whole thing comes down to
right. That's what I'm saying.
Because of Simchas Yom Tov, also over here there's right. A difference because of Simchas Yom on Zion on the bed. This is on the bottom. There's a difference between because of Simchas Yom Tov and whether or not we're gonna put the dirt down and then shecht or shecht and put the dirt down.
It could be. So it's very possible.
It might be all Simchas Yom Tov. The whole thing might be
fine.
Yeah. Plus, like Chanan, you also have the mitzvah assay, so it could be also that those two things have to combine.
Let me ask you a question: if you're going to say malacha changes through the gufa, right? You don't need the goof of the malacha, right? Isn't that the makalpa? Isn't that in itself inherently the makalpa?
Because
you don't need the goof, if that is the makalpa.
No, it doesn't have to be. You could have a case of malacha changes through the gufa, you're not destroying.
I'm saying in our case, though.
It's true, but he's saying it happens to be you have both. I mean, you're right, in our case it happens to be together, but it's coming out two. You don't have to always have two. Not every right, scenario has both, meaning that I think that's what he was saying. In our case, you happen to have two.
You're ready to happen. Maybe that's why he didn't adopt this as it was jumped with our case. But you could say it also.
I'm not sure if he's relying also on Simchas Yom Tov. I'm not sure.
Alright.
Because actually, he's right. Halakha is something we find both, and we're still not leading. You have kids where you have Kilkul and Malach Shein Tzulu, but still not leading. Mm-hmm. It's probably also going to Simchas Yom Tov. Meaning, like, fine. It's probably, I'm assuming, also, he probably thought it's obvious, meaning, probably that it's also because obviously you're trying to get Simchas Yom Tov. Like you're saying, the more before, the more after. Fine. So what are we saying?
The Pshat of his words aren't saying that. The Pshat is, Bechol Makalkin Paturim.
And that's Rashi, and our Rashi, Rashi says, Pshat, the Pshat of the Rashi is much more.
No, he just said the Matarim.
No, in Rashi, the Pshat of the Rashi said, Pater Umatar.
Yeah. But he's still saying Bekol Mekalka, not just in this case. It's much from Rashi.
No, from our Gersa, you're right. From our Gersa, you're right. I mean, in our Gersa, he has a whole different Gersa than Rashi. Our Gersa, Rashi, he's saying in general, you're right. According to our Gersa and Rashi, you're right. You probably have to come on to the thing, and therefore it's Simchas Yom Tov. Right. So you're right. According to our Rashi, simple. Right, again, we'll lost some people over here. Rashi tells me it's Mekalka. Right. Rashi tells me digging is it's destroying, it's something negative, you can't be chayim at the right level. Right? So why, but usually at the Rabbanah level, you are chayiv, right? You can't do that. So, let's just say simple, like Taisa says over here, for Simchas Yom Tov, the Rabbanan are lenient. The Rabbanan let you, they turn their eye, because since we want you to be able to shech the animal or the bird and enjoy Yom Tov, the Rabbanan aren't so strict over here, they'll be lenient. Fine, let's just say simple. Good? Even though usually, for Kilkul, you can't do something here, we'll be lenient. Good. Let's see the next Gemara. She'eva kira muchanu. Right, we're going to the next line of the Mishnah. What did the last line of our Mishnah say? The last line of our Mishnah said that eva kira is already prepared. Right, so if you read our Mishnah, it doesn't make so much sense. If you read our Mishnah, it sounds like this is giving a reason to what we said earlier. What does our Mishnah say? The Tzilah says, don't shecht it. Unless you have other which is prepared for the data. And they agree if you shech the shech with ekvechasim. Because Efer Kira is the ashes of the oven is prepared. How's that explanation of what we just said earlier? It's not connected. Right? Right, so the Gemara's question is, if Akira man the Chayav Shemeh, if Akira, who mentioned its name? Meaning, who was talking about the ashes of, who was talking about the ashes of an oven that all of a sudden he's sticking his head? Because the ashes of an oven are prepared. Who's talking about the, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not like I know what you're talking about. He's telling me because this. Right? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a rabbi hachikar. This is what it means to say. The Efer Kira Mukhanu. It's a new concept. It doesn't say She Efer Kira. It says The Efer Kira. It's a new thing. And by the way, also you should just know the ashes from the oven are considered prepared.
Without doing anything? Just sitting there, the ashes.
The fact that it was sitting there.
Is there, as if they're designated? You don't need to have in mind to do anything?
Yeah, that's just down there. Because you know usually you're going to use them for something. So usually, automatically, they're in my oven on Erev Yom, like when you see soon in the Gemara, it's on Erev Yom Tov, then you could assume they're already considered set aside. It seems like even without designating it. It seems like.
It means, you can say ready or designated?
It means, Mucha means it's prepared. Meaning, automatically, with where the Gemara is assuming a person's mind is on Efer Kira. They used to use it for different purposes, it seems like.
But the oven without food in it is Muksa, no? So, we said there's no purpose for it.
First of all, we're dealing on Yom Tov. Yeah,
there's
mukhs. Yeah, there's different. Some are more makhs, some are more mekhs on Yom Tov. That's first of all. You're using the ashes. You're allowed to, why is the oven not mukhs on Yom Tov? Of course not. You're allowed to use it to cook it in Shabbos because you can't use it. On Yom Tov, it's not mukhs. You use the oven.
I'm not empty. There's no flame. There's nothing. It's mukhs.
Why on Yom Tov? I can make a new flame for somewhere else. Not on Yom Tov. Why should you mukhs on Yom Tov? Has a purpose. I'm going to cook with it on Yom Tov.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Yom Tov, it's more than
Muksa.
Yeah, bring a flight for whatever you could. It's fine. I don't see really why to be Muksa. No. Has a purpose. Fine. Good. It's good.
Designation means he did something by action or his mind.
Because so here, we're assuming, why is assuming, that's the thing why is teaching us, that we assume that everyone has in mind that you can use the ashes. In those days, we didn't think about these days. You have ashes, we don't use it. Those days, they had in mind, they're going to use the ashes.
It's a valuable resource.
They use it for different things. They use it for fertilizer. Used to cut up blood. I mean, they used to shech things. We don't think like that, because we don't shech things. But
yeah, they used to shech on every yom, every day.
You shech, so you're saying automatically.
Every day, they would have to shech.
You put it on your cuts. I don't know, they used to have a cut, they put ashes on it to cover over the cut.
They
would have had a makas.
We're going to have this on the Shulchan Aruch. It said that you can only diamond can only do with earth that can like sprout vegetation.
Well, that's someone asked right away. I don't know how it works. I don't know. It's a good question. I still want to ask something quickly that
but it says it's good. Stuff that's really smelly. You can use the acid to cover the something that's really smelly.
Yeah. You can cover things, spills, or things from the bathroom. They used to cover these. So it's like automatically used to be that they had a matzah. Eivah Kira is mukhan. Fun. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Loi shanu, Ella shuhusak me'erav yamta. We did not learn that these ashes are permitted to use unless they were burned, it was burned already from Erev Yamta. So when Yamta came in already, you had in mind to use these ashes, so it's not mukta. Good? You already had in mind.
They mean you started the fire.
Husak here is that, it's a...
Is that what that means? Is that... The fire was meaning the next verse is that you can't do it on, you couldn't start the fire on Yom Tov and make the ashes. You have to start making the ashes before Yom Tov.
What, you learn who's like means start the fire? So Arzul says means start the fire?
No, it just says it says that the air of Yom Tov means that the burning. It
was already burned. It was burnt from Erev Yom Tov.
Okay.
It seems like it was already burnt, so the ashes are already available.
Now, does that mean burnt and cold? Or burnt and hot enough to start another fire? Because remember, you can't create fire, you can only transfer.
Whatever.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, I hear it. I'm already the night.
I spread it as that the ashes were prepared because they were lit and started here. No, okay.
No, because let's say that we're assuming now that Asher, at least through the Mishavur, said the majority of Asher are there from Erev Yom Tov. It means that Asher are already there from Erev Yom Tov. The fire is already burning from Erev Yom Tov.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the point is that all the ashes, or at least the majority of ashes, are there from before Yom Tov. So I had in mind to use them. Good? Ava, sorry, back. What were you asking? If it's coal or it's ashes?
You have cold ashes, which you could use, but also you
have
hot ashes that if they're hot enough to cook an egg,
fine, let's
you can use those too.
Good. So, Amar Yudhim Rav Lashon El Shuz like Me'er Av Yomtiv. It's only when you burn them in Erev Yomtiv. Aval Huzak Bi Yomtiv, but the part that was burnt on Yomtiv, that's Aser, because that's Mukta. I never had in mind an Erev Yomtiv to use these ashes. And now it's Aser why? Because there's no lot. On Erev Yomtiv, this thing was a piece of wood. And the purpose of this item was to cook food with it. Now, it's a new entity. Now,
if you do it after Yom Tov, then the wood is going to become ash, which is Nolav.
Right, so now it has a new purpose. And that's considered Nolav. I had something that had one purpose, and now it's switched from the original purpose to a new purpose. I just talked to someone yesterday. Nolav means it switched from the original purpose, and it went to a new purpose. Not that it, right, as long as it still has the original use, it's fine. But here we're saying that it lost its original use was to heat up food, as it to burn. Now I can't heat up food anymore, it's ashes. So that's nolad, right? And no, the type of mukta. This thing was not did not have this use, or was it in this form with this use on Erev Yom Tov, it's mukta.
It's cold.
Yeah, you're going to say soon when it's cold. Because it's saying that, however, imra'i litzlez v'beitza, but if it's fit to roast it in an egg, and therefore still remains with the original use, could still heat up food in it, right? So even though it's ashes,
why?
Still mutter, then it's mutter to use, because even though halakhically it's ashes to cover over your for kisi adam, right? It's considered ashes. But since it still remains as its original use, it's not null. We look at it view as something that could heat up food, it's not going to be mutter right now.
Why is the din for something that can heat up food reliant upon cooking an egg?
Because that's the easiest thing to cook. Halakha always brings the easiest thing.
You can warm something up to 45 degrees.
I don't know. The halakha always goes by cooking. Halakha always brings that. The easiest, the quickest cooking thing in the Gemara is at least that the quickest cooking thing according to the Gemara is the egg. That's what you give the example. You have other things that are cooked. Are fine.
We're warming up food.
It's not mamish bishul.
Cooking is warming up food.
Hasha in bishul acha bishul. It's not so simple that that's mamish because they're cooking on a derice level warming up
water.
What is cooking?
It's 45 degrees.
But the Gemara holds egg. Is, you're saying water? I don't know. The Gemara talks about normal food.
You can cook
an
egg at 45 degrees, can you?
Yep.
You can?
What is... Haven't you ever seen those YouTube videos of people cooking eggs on sidewalks?
Fine. 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 So what do we say? Let's see. Rashi. Let's see. Rashi. Fine. So that's the wire's coming out. The wire's coming out that even though we're telling you if you have ed that you could use the ashes and that's Afer Kira, our mission said Afer Kira is Mukhan, you have to have either two choices. Either the ashes are already there from Erev Yom Tov and therefore it's considered prepared, it's not Mukta, it's just planning on using them. Or they're still hot. It was wood, but it's still hot and therefore it still remains the original use of cooking food. It could have cooked eggs, so it's not no like either one of these two scenarios, that's when the mission is saying you could use the ashes. You need one of these two options. Either it was ashes from Erev Yom Tov, or it was wood, but still remained hot. Good. So if two options that explain the Mishnah. Good. Let's see the Rashi. Man dechar shemei. We're up to the fourth wide line in Rashi. Man dechar shemei. Who mentioned Efer Kira that you're giving? You're saying because Efer Kira is prepared, has a flow in the Mishnah. The Kamar she Efer v'chulva. You said the Mishnah that ashes are prepared. The Mashma. It seems to be Tani. The Yahiv time you are giving a reason, Lamel say the Elvis, something you mentioned earlier, and it's not giving a reason to anything we mentioned earlier. My answer, no, it really means ve'efik. It's a new topic. It really means and the ashes are prepared. But then we said Yehuda Marav taught us that's only Shuhusak me Erev Yom Tov. It was burned from Erev Yom Tov. May Etzmal from yesterday. Daite Elui, your mind is already on it. L'chol meaning for everything, for all uses. So therefore it's not mukta. Aval Husak be Yom Tov. But if it got burned on Yom Tov, the Lekal Amemar, you can't say to me, Daite Aluye, that your mind is on it, Me'etmal. You can't say my mind is on it. Because, partially because it's Noilad, because it's a new entity now, because it has a new purpose now. So then also, you can't say, we don't assume that that was your mind in Erev Yom Tov. Right? The normal, in a normal scenario, I'm not talking about specifically you had in mind, a normal scenario, where originally you had a piece of wood, we don't think you were thinking about an Erev Yom Tov, oh, it's going to burn tomorrow, and we'll use the ashes. It's not our assumption in a normal scenario. It's not the normal way of thinking. So therefore, it's considered a muktzah, right? Because you weren't thinking about what's going to come out of it. The imra, however, if you still fit to roast the egg in it, sheyesh adayin, there's still remes chan, there's still like hot sparks, like the coal, it's still hot. Then mutter, then it's mutter. Why? Because it's not a new entity, it has the same purpose as yesterday, Rashi says. The me etzvah, because yesterday, that from yesterday, pa'odim etzin, when there was still wood, hayu mukhanim, they were prepared, lahesik, to burn a fire, ulavashel, and to cook, ulitzlois, and to roast in it. For Aydeno, and they are still, betashmishazeh, in this use, we still have the same use. For Aydeno, since the chazi there fit, to turn over in it midi, something litzlias beitza, to roast an egg. Shakal leinamil could take it also, umanech le aladama, place it on the blood because it's not considered muksa. That's what we're saying. Either option one is that you had it; it's already ashes from before Yom Tov, or it's still remaining. It still has the purpose of wood to heat up food. The ashes are still hot. So since it's ashes, you can use it for kisi adam now. Let's see the Gemara further. Tani nami hachi. We also learn in a brisa like this, like Rabbi Amarav, kisha amru efer kira muchanu. When they said in the Mishnah that efer kira is prepared, like amru ella shehesek me'erav yom tov. This was not said only in a scenario where it was burned already on erev yom tov. Aval husak b'yom tov. But if it was burned on yom tov, aser, it has a new purpose. It's nala. It's mukta. However, if it is still fit to roast the egg in it, and if it still remains with the original use to cook food, then mutter, then it's going to be mutter. Fine. She writes exactly like Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, identical to Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, right? That either option A, you have it, the ashes made already from before Yom Tov, or option B, that it's still wood because it's still hot. The ashes are still hot. Good? Everyone's happy?
Yes.
Oh. Hechnes comes, the Gemara says further, a few more cases. A few more scenarios how you can do kisi adam. And you don't have an issue of mukta. Right? Hechnes afar leginase. Let's say you brought in afar, you brought in dirt, which Rashi learns this case specifically, is you brought in a lot of dirt, to your gita, to your garden. L'chorvasen, let's say, to your wasteland, or to your broken down house. Then, mutter lechasis by it's mutter to cover with it, because they're no longer mukta. You're designating them that you want to use this dirt. So Rashi goes, if you bring a big mound of dirt into your garden to use, then it's mutter to cover because you took it out of mukta, you're planning on using this dirt. Right? Then it's good. Amar Yehuda, Yehuda says, Machnes adam malikupase. A person could even bring in a kupa filled, a small box, a small basket filled with offer. The oizaba kol tarka and do with it all his needs. That could also take it out of mutter. Bring in your multi-purpose sandbag, your little sandbox, and that's also not muksa. That's also not considered muksa. Darish bazusha, which made the razusha of Rabba. So Mazutra, the name of Mazutra Rabbah taught us that in this scenario we brought in very little sand. For who this that it's not muktzah is only sheyichad lo karen zavis. You specified and you singled out a corner where to put the small bucket of the small box of sand. Because if not, it'll be muktzah. It's spread out all over your house. If it comes part of the floor, then it's going to be muktzah. So this is what we're saying. Rabbi Yehuda Rav is telling me you could bring in a small quantity of sand. And it's not mukta, it's only if you put it in a specified place, let's say in the corner of your house, therefore you're designated to use it, and therefore it's not going to be mukta. Good? Let's see Rashi. Hichnes offer harbe v'makam echad. The first, it tells you that Rashi doesn't stand the difference between the first case and the second case. Right? We said first, bring in dirt. Right? Comes to Yehuda Amarav and tells me, oh, by the way, comes to Yehuda and tells me, you're even allowed to bring in a small, you're even allowed to bring in a kupak there. What's the difference? So Tarzan says, that's a Rashi understood. The first case is when you brought in a large quantity. The second case is even when you brought in a small quantity. See, the first case is when you bring in a large quantity, right? Then it's not muksa. Then you designate it for a use, right? But maybe, if you only brought in a small quantity, maybe it just becomes part of the ground. Come to Yehuda Tazi. Even that's not a problem. Even that's okay. As long as you put it in the corner, then even that's okay. That's also considered that it's not muksa.
Isn't also an issue of dust? First one, he had a specific use. And the second one, it was just sun. It didn't have the...
Let's say in both of them, it seems like both of them, you brought it in multi-purpose. I think Rashi was down in the second case, meaning not, without a specific purpose. Both, it seems like they're both multi-purpose. Huh, stay.
On the first one, I thought it was to lay it out. It was
the first one, it had das. The second one, it didn't have das.
Yeah. True. What do you mean, das? What do you mean?
He knew he was going to be spreading it out. He made it into a big pile. Right? He knew he was going to be using it for his guard. He knew he was going to be using it for his korban. But in the second case...
Was that, and why is it good in the first case?
Because since he has das on the same
and why? Well, how do you have das?
He's going to be using it.
How do you have das? Because since it's still piled up, we're saying you still want to use it for other uses.
He knows it's going to
that's what Rashi
it.
Says. Because you pile it up. That
right,
shows
so
us...
that's a das on it.
Fine.
Fine. And in the second case, he didn't have das. So what did he have to do? So...
That what do you mean he didn't have das?
He didn't have das. He says he brought it in Stam. He brought it in.
Yeah, but he put it in the corner.
Okay.
So that shows me he did have das. And that's the point that you need in the corner. That you put it in the corner, so he did have das.
It's but like a physical thing. In the first one, he had like an actual corona.
He had a use. Maybe at this
point,
he
actually had a use.
I don't know why.
Put it down in the corner. Yeah.
I'm just putting it in the corner. But why bring it? I don't have an actual reason why I'm putting it in the corner yet. I don't have a read. I don't have anything to check. I don't have anything to do anything.
In the first case, also, we say the fact that you left it in a pile shows you want to use it for something.
No, but he does have a use for it. He brings it into his garden. And he brings it into it. He has a use for it.
Yeah, but
the fact that it's in a pile shows that it stays, that he hasn't spread it out yet. That it stays in this form of...
And he has das that he wants to use it.
Right.
That's the first case, that he wants to use it for all his needs, Rashi.
The second case, it seems like he just brings it in, right? And he doesn't know why he's going to use it. He doesn't have a reason yet.
Right, but the first case also Rashi said, called. I mean, so why should it make a difference to me? Right now, so what's the difference?
Then he said something nice.
Well, what's the difference?
He said that in the first case, he did it with his mind. He designated it. In the second case, he did it by an action. So
why?
He doesn't have das on this thing in the first case, in the second case. He doesn't have das in the second case. Therefore, by doing an action of putting it in the corner, that's the destiny. He doesn't have a reason.
But
in
the first case, also you have an action. It's in a bit, Rashi says, piled up. That's the whole reason why it's okay.
I understand that he can be both piled up, but like the first one, it seems to be more that he actually had an intent to cover his gun or.
Right, so for sure it should be muksa. And for sure it should be muksa then, because you brought it in for that, to cover the gun.
No, because once you have use for one, once it's prepared for one reason, it's prepared for all reasons.
But not if you're putting it, not necessarily if you're putting brought it in to cover your gun. That's not a reason. That just means you wanted to become bottled to the ground. Meaning, if you brought
it, but the whole thing is that it's prepared. It's prepared.
Nahum, but
you have a reason for it. It's prepared.
I agree with you. The fact that you brought it in the first case to spread it on your gun is not helping me. How does that help me?
It's prepared for building kind of idea.
How does that help me?
Yeah, once it's prepared, it's prepared.
He said, what does it help me? So you tell me the first case. The
even if it's prepared for a mux of thing. So what? It's still considered prepared.
That's a simple but.
Just like the tray, the tray for cow. Even though it's not prepared for me, it's still considered prepared for my dogs. Even though I can't use this thing, it's still considered prepared.
I don't think there's such a strong shaykhus between those two things.
There's a very strong shaykhus between those two things. We're in preparation right now.
Yeah, but we're talking about dust. And if you have dust to spread on the floor, that's completely an usher thing. You can't then. It's completely.
It's a trade of animal to you. Also
yeah, but it's yuntif now. You definitely can't use it for anything because it's set aside for
but
the building.
But it's prepared!
To
do something us with it, it's not considered prepared. That's something us has.
But the fact that it's prepared for one thing, we'll learn.
Not an usher thing.
That's what it says. No,
that Rashi going the opposite. Rashi going the opposite. Rashi, even though you had it in mind, but since you had it in mind for other reasons, that's what it is. The fact that it was prepared to spread out is a negative process, not a positive. The fact that Rashi saying in the beginning. We'll see this right now. The fact that you have it for spreading out is a negative, because that means you can't do on Yom Tov.
Okay, and yet it's still prepared for all purposes.
Because it's That's
because
it.
Because you have it in mind to be
okay,
prepared.
But say it has it there, and in the second case.
Say in the second case, he brings it in stop. He doesn't bring it in prepared.
Okay, but
the second case is more of a
Hiddush.
What? Second case is more of a Hiddush. Yeah, the second case is more of a Hiddush. Why is the second case more of a Hiddush?
Because it just stopped. There's no covenant. He just puts a small amount in the corner.
But the fourth case is called Tzarachah. Fourth case
not meaning he wants to use it for whatever purpose.
Exactly.
Whatever permitted purpose.
Correct.
Because he's put in the corner means that he's designated.
Yeah.
He's preserving it for some use.
I'm going to use this thing. I have no idea what.
No,
what
I have many.
You can say that.
You have a kid. You have 10
years. You can say that. You can designate something without having a use. I'm going to designate this chicken, but I don't know what I'm designating. I'm designating it for eating.
That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. That's from this chiddush. It's true. That is the chiddush of a
chiddush. No, it's not.
Of course, that's what Rashi says.
You still have to put it into the water.
Yeah, of course.
If you didn't have to put it, if you can tell me that, then you didn't have to put it in the water. The fact that putting
it in the water for a different reason. Rashi, putting the question shouldn't be bottled to the ground, it's little sand. You're putting it in the corner. It sounds like we're here. Your das is enough. You don't need a mitzvah. There are cases you need mitzvah. Here it sounds like Rashi doesn't know right there. Rashi only really putting it in the corner. It's because now it's just part of the ground. It's just another piece of dirt. It's been so little dirt. It's just going to get flattened out onto the ground.
He takes it out of the box.
Yeah, he takes it out of the box. It's in the box, not a shell.
If you wear paper towels before Shabbos, not toilet paper, paper towels used in the kitchen, and you have a stack of paper towels that are all separated, you don't know, you're going to use them for some reason on Shabbos, but it doesn't know, you don't exactly, I'm going to do this if it spills orange juice, I'm going to do this if it cleans up. You have you prepare it ahead of time for Shabbos, and it's not designated for anything specific, it's designated to clean up.
You don't have to. It's a normal use, whatever normal use you have. You don't have to have a specific purpose. What he thinks more, it's true. Here is very, very, that's from Yehuda's Chiddush, that even though I don't have a specific purpose, it's multi-purpose. It's true, that is a Chiddush, you're right. We don't find
the
Chiddush.
This before.
It's true, I agree.
The first
I agree,
100%. Something that comes in
that's
without a specific designated purpose is being considered
that's
as
true.
Prepared.
That I agree with you.
Things earlier, fine. Are considered prepared.
That's true, but the point that's true. Good, fine. What we said before is, whatever, that's true, good. But
fine.
The thing before, but the spreading out, the fact that you had a purpose, you came in the first case, to spread it out to your garden is a negative for us. That's not a positive. The fact you came in with a das to spread it out is not helping us. Fine.
And if not?
No, I'm saying, because you were allowed to learn, that's the
reason. If not, let's say you didn't come in with that knowledge that you were going to spread it out.
Doesn't make a difference.
And you had a pile of dirt in your
as long as you piled it up and you showed me why you did it, rather than trying to tell you why in the world you brought this offer into your garden. Why are you bringing this offer into your garden? Why do you bring this mound of dirt into your garden for? So your original use was loosening usr. It really should be mukta. But now I can come on my das, can take it out of that mukta, and I have it in mind because I want to use it multi-purpose. That's good enough. That's what Rashi says.
I want to use it multi-purpose.
That's what Rashi does.
As soon as he brings it in for that, then it becomes.
So let's see Rashi inside. We didn't see Rashi. Why did we read Rashi inside? Hichlis offer.
The first part is he brings in a lot. Right.
According to Rashi, yes.
The second one, he's bringing in a little.
Correct.
Right.
The first one, the second time, he said something.
No. We'll get to it inside. Let's read Rashi. Let's read the first Rashi. Good. Hichlis offer. Let's read the first Rashi. Hichlis offer harbe, the makam echad. You brought in a lot of dirt into one place. My original reason was for us to read. It was for my garden, the Torah Korvasa, for my wasteland. I wanted to spread it out. So really, these things are here for us to read to spread it out. They should be mukta. But still, mutter l'chas, but it's mutter to cover it. It's not mukta. Why? The chol's manshu tzabur, as long as it is
gathered up,
daite elui, your mind is on l'chol tzracha for all your needs. So that takes it out of mukta. That's why it's not mukta. Because your mind is on it for all needs, therefore it's not mukta. That's case number one of the price.
You didn't change your mindset that this thing, I'm going to use it for other things. Just the
of
fact
course
that
it
this
is.
Thing is. No, just
gather,
the fact that this thing is piled up.
Go to the pile up.
I can use it for anything. Good.
That shows me that my gas is on it. No, that's what Rashi
is. The one thing is that it's prepared for everything.
I agree with you that part is true. Rashi is saying
that. Unless it's done for Israel.
Unless for us.
Not.
I mean, here he's saying the fact.
It is prepared for Israel.
It's not. Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying the fact that it's still.
Prepared.
Gathered. Seaboard, suburb. That shows my das is on it for all needs and not just for the spreading and not for the spreading out and not for the spreading out. For regular needs and not for spreading out. I see.
But how did you get to that point? The fact that said this thing's prepared for Isser allows me to be prepared for everything.
What?
Why did you bring
it
into your house? You brought it in for
Isser. But that's not what allows it to me. My das on is what allows it to me. That makes it more us. That's not what allows it to me.
The opposite.
He
Yeah, he brought up just Sam.
No, even in the first case, I brought it in for us reading against Gemara.
He didn't bring it in for Nisr.
He did bring it in for Nisr.
So it's rude.
The Gemara is a L'shoytchan. He spread it out.
His purpose is
to be fucked with the cock.
Is this two Sparga?
Yeah, L'shoytchan.
His purpose is
to put it in to L'shoytchan.
But since it's still grouped together, it allows me to do all my needs.
Yeah, he's right.
But it's Taitelui because that's what shows my das is still on it. I don't get one for the Usher thing. I brought it originally for an Usher reason, but the fact that it's piled up shows I don't want it for the Usher reason. Yet. Right now, for this Yom Tov, I'm yachad it right now, in my mind, I want it for a mutter use.
Yeah, before Yom Tov comes in, the fact that it's there, it's open, like he's not almost.
My das is there in Erev Yom
Tov. He brings it away. You know, his das doesn't have, my goodness, his das doesn't have to change. No, it doesn't.
Of course it
the
does.
The fact that this thing is still grouped together.
Shows us, of course, that shows us.
It's still grouped together.
Shows us.
This thing is prepared.
It's true, but for mutter reason, it's good, and not for the Usher reason, and not for the Usher reason. And it's not made for spreading out. I'm not using it for spreading out.
Because
today,
it's still gripped, meaning because, it's not spread.
Right, it's not spread out there. I'm not planning on using it right now. You see, as of now, my plan, and maybe I changed my mind. I don't know what happened. But right now, I want to use it for multi-purpose. And that's rational. That's the only way to take it that then you're still in Mukta. Mukta is, if you want to be with us with this, it's Mukta. You're still in Mukta. You have to get out of Mukta. You have to have in mind to use it for what reason.
Yes, but you do. I mean, obviously, as soon as you try to use it, you change your mind.
Fine, but as long as it's piled up by us, we already see.
But it's not a mind.
Rashi is a dietary. As long as it's still piled up.